It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montchut, get the job done! Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Palm Beach Cardinals, single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith alongside Sam Longstreth tonight. And Sam, a perfect night for baseball here on this Thursday. Ready to do it.
Absolutely, Spencer. Fantastic night for these two teams to duke it out, and happy to be alongside you tonight.
And we had an exciting game for the afternoon start yesterday, a walk-off sacrifice fly to deep right center off the bat of Juan Jerez. The Marauders and the Cardinals stuck close to one another throughout the game. Marauders scored one in the third. Palm Beach jumped ahead in the top of the fifth. Marauders struck back with a couple in the bottom of the seventh, and neither team able to strike back in the eighth or the ninth. So, Sam, it really just goes to show you that you never know what kind of battle back and forth you're going to see when you come to the ballpark each night.
Absolutely. You just got to keep up the positive energy there. Come from behind victory. Great for team morale there at the end of the day.
Couple left-handers going at it between the Marauders and the Cardinals. Lefty Luis Peralta gets the starting nod for Bradenton. Lefty Alfredo Ruiz goes for the Cardinals. And we were discussing off-air previously, Sam, the fact that Alfredo Ruiz for the Cardinals has not yet made a start this season. He's been exclusively out of the bullpen. So stands to reason it'll be an interesting experiment here as he gets the spot start for the visitors.
Absolutely. Should be a good opportunity for him to show what he's made of out there for manager Gary Kendall and get some length out of a bullpen arm for him.
We have our pregame interview coming up, and tonight that is with Josiah Dixon, Marauders outfielder with two hits in yesterday's victory, including an RBI single in the seventh that helped the Marauders surge back in their eventual win. That pregame conversation with Josiah Dixon coming up next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with outfielder Josiah Dixon. Josiah, looking good at the plate lately. You've been knocking the ball all over the field. Is there any adjustment you've made recently, or are you just plain locked in lately?
I feel like I've really been locked in. You know, I feel earlier I was looking at the numbers too much, really, and focusing on, like, what I was doing wrong instead of going out clear-minded and playing. So now, like, I feel like I've had to step up a role as we only have 3 to 4 outfielders now, so just staying locked in for every day, I feel like, has really helped me a lot now.
Now, you were with the team here to begin the season last year. When you compare that period of time early in the season here with the Marauders last year to what you've done now since you joined the team in June, what are some differences you can point out and some positive adjustments and
growth that you've made since then?
Yeah, well, last year I feel I was here earlier. So, you know, everyone was still playing. It was fun. But being on it this year, I came later in the year and there's really a strive and you can feel that we want to get that ring and make playoffs. So just the competitive, like more reaching for a goal in that aspect has been a lot of fun.
In addition to the hits, you've all also got the stolen bases, of course. Has the speed always been such a big part of your game?
Oh, it's always been a big part. I remember being in Little League, and I hit a ground out, and I just jogged to first, and my dad pulled me from the game saying, hey, we got to run every time. And ever since then, you know the saying, speed kills. So,
for the maybe some of the younger ball players listening at home, what are some things you can do to maintain that speed and stay in good shape to continue to be a threat on the bases like you've been?
Yeah, I believe I love doing squats, back squat, front squat to help the leg strength. And then I do certain wall drills that our trainers have given us. And just slight jogs throughout your workout to keep the legs hot. Just keep moving. Stay ready always.
Josiah Dixon, our guest on the pregame show tonight. I have to rewind to Sunday in Fort Myers when you scored on that wild pitch and you did this crazy tiptoe dance around the pitcher's tag and somehow, some way you're able to score. Take us through that moment and what your feelings or thoughts were, or did you just practically black out?
So it was a pass ball to first base dugout, which was kind of a hard read from third because you can't really see because the catcher blocks. So I kind of got a late jump and I was coming in and he made this ridiculous play. And I saw the pitcher catch it, and I knew if I went straight in, he'd tag me. So I went around him, and he just kind of laid on the plate. So I was like, all right, what am I going to do now? And I had to pull out one of the moves from the bag, and it worked. So
worked out okay in the end, didn't it? So growing up in Southern California, who were some of your role models in your life, and who were some of the athletes that you looked up to when you were young?
Yeah, so, I mean, growing up really was my dad. He was a big, big role model for me. But, one of my role models looking up to was Yasiel Puig because I never really watched baseball, but when I did, you know, LA Dodgers. So just seeing all the hype he had, you know, he was called the wild horse. Like he'd run around fast. He had the cannon throw people out and he could hit nukes. So I was like, wow, this guy brings entertainment to the game. I like the way he plays. So he was a big role model when he came down to LA.
Was there a particular moment when you were growing up where you just sort of decided that, you know, I want to play baseball, or were there other aspirations that came along at any point?
Yes, so actually it was 2019. I was still a senior, draft was going on, and I had to be playing summer ball with some of my homies back home, and I hit for the cycle righty and took one extra at bat lefty and flew out, and I actually like had told the Pirates in the draft that I didn't want to go. But after that day, I was like, I think I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. I'm ready. So I happened to call them back, and they still had my spot. And that was a huge change in moment in my life. And I appreciate them for every step.
From the time you joined the team here in about mid-June to now, quite a bit of roster turnover, but at the same time, plenty of guys who have remained with the team since when you first joined. What has the atmosphere and the camaraderie been like in the clubhouse and on the field, in the dugout, in terms of you guys trying continuing the quest toward another league title? What has just the feeling and the energy been like?
It's been amazing because, as you said, we've had a lot of people coming in and coming out. But we've had pitchers come up, and we've treated them like family as soon as they got in, have to go back down and feel sad, but you'll see them back at Pirate City. And then we got our two new additions, Jack Brannigan and Trace Gonzalez. And ever since they've been in the locker room, there hasn't been a skip or nothing. It seems like they fit in perfectly. So, I mean, I feel we just all get along as brothers. You know, we're one team. And as we said, we're chasing that ring. So you can't do that if you're not one. So everyone's on the right page.
Good vibes only, right?
Yeah, you know, California, come on.
That's right. Thank you for your time today, Josiah.
Of course, no problem.
That was Josiah Dixon, our pregame guest. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders pregame show continues in Leacom Park. Let's meet tonight's starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, a record of 23-15 in the second half. They lead the East Division by two games over second place St. Lucie. Center fielder Nathan Church leads off for Palm Beach tonight. Second baseman Brody Moore bats second. First baseman Thomas Francisco bats third. He went 0-for-5 yesterday afternoon. Third baseman Michael Chiarelli bats cleanup. Catcher Jimmy Crooks, the Oklahoma product, bats fifth, with shortstop Jeremy Rivas batting sixth. Left fielder Darlene Moquette bats seventh. Right fielder Alex Iadesernia bats eighth. And the designated hitter Elijah Cabell, Florida State product, in the ninth spot for the Cards here tonight. Left-hander Alfredo Ruiz makes the spot start tonight for the visitors. Ruiz exclusively out of the bullpen this season up until tonight, and he has put up good numbers, holding opponents to a .235 batting average, 2.45 ERA, 1.09 whip, and he has made 11 relief appearances so far this season for the Cardinals. And again, those numbers excellent for the left-hander Ruiz in relief. Starting lineup for the Marauders, winners of four of their last five. They are 24-14 in the second half, tied for first place in the West Division with Tampa Tarpons. Here's how they line up. Shortstop Sung Jae Ching leads off. Center fielder Sergio Campana bats second. Third baseman Juan Jerez bats third. Seven RBI for Jerez in eight games here in the month of August. Catcher Wyatt Hendry bats cleanup. Designated hitter Bubba Chandler bats fifth. Right fielder Davis Nadal, making his first career start out in right field, bats sixth. The first baseman, Brendan Dixon, hits seventh. He leads the team with 45 free passes this season. Second baseman, Norquis Marcos, hits eighth. And left fielder Josiah Dixon, our kind pregame guest, will bat ninth for the Marauders, who sent left-hander Luis Peralta out to the hill. The 21-year-old fireballing left-hander from Moca in the Dominican Republic brings in a 6.64 ERA over 14 appearances, 13 starts, 72 strikeouts over 42 innings. That remains an impressive rate. However, still looking to bring the walks down. He has walked 31 batters in those 42 innings. Looking at partially overcast skies here in Bradenton tonight, the good news is the sun is starting to pierce through the clouds a little bit more than we saw earlier in the day. And so we look forward to an excellent evening of baseball here at Leacom Park. And by the way, nice easy breeze pushing in from center field. That should help make things a little more comfortable still. So that's a wrap here on the Marauders pregame show. When we come back, first pitch and all the action coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season.
Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back inside Leacon Park in Bradenton, Florida. Spencer Smith alongside Sam Longstreth as we look at left-hander Luis Peralta making his warm-up tosses ahead of facing the Palm Beach Cardinals. And Sam, sun coming out, the perfect time, and let's play ball.
Let's do it. Beautiful day for Marauder baseball.
Luis Peralta, 21-year-old from Moca in the Dominican Republic, 6.64 ERA on the season. Looking to bring that down a little bit. He is coming off a pretty rough outing last week in Fort Myers. Last week, against the Mighty Muscles, Peralta going 4 1/3 innings, one of his longer starts of the season, but he gave up a season-high 8 hits. Was touched up for 5 runs, struck out 5, walked 2, a little bit better in the command department, but he did also give up a couple of home runs, so he's going to look to keep the ball in the ballpark tonight. So there was our play ball kid. Here's our little tipping point of energy as we get ready for first pitch here. Were you ever a play ball kid, Sam?
Not that I can remember, but fun memory for a kid down there, though.
Oh, absolutely. Nathan Church leads off for the Cardinals tonight. Left-handed hitter, UC Irvine product, and Irvine, California native. Here we go. Peralta looks in for the signal. Wind up in the game's first pitch. It is taken for a high strike, and we're underway at precisely 6:32 p.m., 89 degrees and partly cloudy here at Leacon Park. Peralta stares into Hendry for the signal. The 0-1, Church swings and misses for strike two. Luis Peralta with that iconic bright red glove out on the mound that he has donned all season long. The motion and the 0-2 from the lefty. Breaking ball swung on, fouled and back.
Just barely got a piece of that one there on that 0-2 count, trying to stay alive.
Peralta brings a fastball, curveball, and changeup. Curveball can get plenty of swings and misses. He can also throw it for strikes when needed. And he will hop that fastball up to about 95-96. The 0-2 again to Church. Swinging a foul back. Church a good bat-to-ball guy. 11 games played with Palm Beach. 4 walks, only 3 strikeouts. He's tough nut to crack here at the top of the order for the Cardinals. Pitch number 5 on its way now from Peralta. Church takes a swing and lifts it to left center field. Shallow. This is trouble and dunks in for a base hit. So we're underway with leadoff single. Let's meet the Marauders defensively tonight. In the outfield from left to right, it's Josiah Dixon, Sergio Campana, and Davis Nadal. Around the horn on the infield, Juan Jerez is at third base. Sungjae Chang at shortstop. Norquise Marco is playing second base. Brendan Dixon is the first baseman. And Wyatt Hendry is the catcher. That'll bring up Brody Moore, working on a 5-game on-base streak. The pitch, right-handed batter, looks at a fastball strike.
Base hit from Church there just really fell into no man's land out there in left center field. Hard for anybody to get to that one.
Got to hit him where they ain't. Church did just that.
Indeed.
Takes a lead off first, the 0-1 pitch. That's over for strike two in the outside corner. So Luis Peralta, who off and on throughout the season has struggled with command, looking pretty good early on in that department.
He is.
Left-hander glances in, glove resting against his right thigh, now hands together chest high. The 0-2 pitch. Check swing of the pitch upstairs. Did he go? No, not quite. Almost got Brody Moore on strikes. Soft breeze pushing in from center field here in Bradenton. Sun peeking through the clouds on the third base side of the ballpark. The 1-2 pitch now from Peralta. Swinging a soft liner. Foul right field line. And that bat sounded like it cracked, but Brody Moore is going to keep it going for now. Not going crazy, right? That did sound like a crack bat sound.
No, I heard it too. I hear you. Absolutely.
One ball, two strikes on Brody Moore. 10 games as a Palm Beach Cardinal, hitting .226. 1-2 again, swinging a soft bouncer toward the mound. Peralta picks it up, only plays a first. He throws there in time, a little high on the throw, but Brandon Dixon a good stretch, and they got him. Nathan Church up to second on the play.
Nice play by Peralta there, going to his right to field that ball. Had to set his feet, make a nice firm throw over to Dixon over there at first base.
That'll bring up Thomas Francisco. He's had almost completely opposite results each of the first two games of the series. Tuesday night, almost unbeatable. Clutch two-run homer in the sixth inning of an eventual Cardinals 6-4 win. Yesterday afternoon, 0-5. Here's the pitch. Francisco takes at the knees, a strike.
Beautiful. Like they say, it's a first pitch strike, pitcher best friend right here.
Cardinals threatening with a runner on second base and one out. No score in the top of the first as we're just underway here in Bradenton. Lefty on a lefty. Power on power. Peralta the 0-1. Swinging a soft roller toward third. Funky spin picked up by Jerez. Throw to first base. In time after Jerez gets the tag onto the incoming runner. And the inning is over. 5-3 across the diamond double play. And it's a scoreless first by Peralta. We head to the bottom half. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Marty the Marauder helping entertain some fans before the game tonight. And we're rolling here on a Thursday in Lecom Park, a thirsty Thursday with the Palm Beach Cardinals in town. Left-hander Alfredo Ruiz with his first start of the season. Sungche Chang leads off for the Marauders, and Check swings a bouncing ball foul third base line.
Little pardon me swing right there from Chang, but he has been red hot as of late at the plate.
Chang during a five-game hit streak batting .450 during that span. The 0-1 from Ruiz. There's a swing and a drive. Foul down the left field line. And Chang, a guy you really like to have on base. Got that .353 OBP and 22 stolen bases. That's always a valuable guy to have on the base paths to help produce runs. 0-2. Taken high and outside.
Absolutely. He's one of those guys that gets things done and makes things happen. Create chaos on the base paths. Make the defense make a play for you.
Marauders have had a number of guys throughout this season who have helped fit that description. The 1-2 pitch. Chang takes in the dirt for ball two. You think of Sergio Campana, Juan Jerez at times, Davies Nadal, all those along with Chang. Josiah Dixon into the mix also. Those guys have also provided speed, provided, as you mentioned, Sam, chaos on the base paths. That could be a killer.
Absolutely.
2-2. Chang swings and lines it up the middle, a base hit, and make it a six-game hit streak for Sung Jae Chang.
Thing of beauty up there, just right back up the middle, right off, right by the pitcher there. Chang on first. Let's get this rolling.
Let's meet the Palm Beach defense now tonight. Outfield left to right consists of Darlene Mokete, Nathan Church, and Alex Iadesurnia. The infielders are Alex Kiriali at third base, Jeremy Rivas at shortstop, Brody Moore at second base, Thomas Francisco the first baseman, and Jimmy Crooks is catching. Sergio Campagna will bat right behind Sung Jae Chang. Campagna slotting in nicely lately to the number two spot in the order. The pitch, right-handed batter, lays off high and outside. Scoreless game, bottom of the first inning at Lecom Park. Game number three of the series with the Cardinals in town. Series tied at a game apiece. The 1-0. Campagna takes a hair outside.
Nice take there by Campagna. Got to keep your eye out there, and 2-0 count for him here.
Discipline much improved for Campagna as the season has gone on. 323 on base percentage, offsetting a 206 batting average. 2-0. Take in low for ball three. Alfredo Ruiz nibbling a bit to begin his outing tonight. We alluded to it on the pregame show. Reliever by trade, Ruiz earning a spot start opportunity tonight. The 3-0, Campagna takes over the inside part of the plate for strike one.
I heard our friends down there on the first base line there, Spencer.
Yep. Those are our buddies, yep. Dylan and Austin, a couple of our biggest fans down by the Marauders dugout. Always loud and proud. 3-1 pitch. Campagna takes low and outside for ball four. And the Marauders have something in business here. First and second with nobody out.
Nice job working a walk there from Campagna. Got him runners on first and second there. And up comes Juan Jerez, a third baseman today.
Jerez continues his hot hitting lately. 7 runs batted in over his last 8 games here in the month of August. Came up with a game-winning sac fly to right center field yesterday for the Marauders' walk-off 4-3 win. Here's the pitch. A steal coming from Chang. A swing and a miss by Jerez. Double steal now. And nearly tagged out at second. Now tagged down on a second attempt at second base is Sergio Campagna. He did his best to evade that tag and do a Josiah Dixon impression from earlier this week, but he's tagged out.
Yeah, looked like a little bit of a delay there from Campagna coming from first base. Chang was off with the first move, and Campagna a little bit late getting off first base there.
Sergio picks up his batting helmet that flew off his head and jogs off the field. They bring up a good point there, a little bit of a delay on Campagna's part that may have actually been planned, and Marauders have run that a couple of times. Chang swipes third base with no throw. Now here we go, infield up for Palm Beach. The pitch to Jerez, swinging a bouncing ball to short. They're going to come home. They thought about coming home, but Rivas can't field it cleanly. He picks up and throws to first in time to Jerez. And I think that Rivas tried to do two things at once, trying to come home as he saw Chang coming home. He scores 1-0 Bradenton.
Absolutely. In that situation, you need to make a split decision on where you're throwing the ball. And I think he was trying to come home with it, try to nab Chang, but had to keep your eye on the ball there. On the transfer, falls out. Chang scores on that play.
And that gives Juan Jerez 8 runs batted in his last 9 games. Here now is Wyatt Hendry, who swings and lifts one to left center field. Playable for Church or Mokete. Church, the center fielder, over. And he makes the catch, inning over. But the Marauders quickly produce a run here in the first inning. They lead it 1-0 here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Thirsty Thursday in Bradenton. We welcome you back to Leecom Park. Spencer Smith alongside Sam Longstreth. And Sam, it's been an efficient one so far for both pitchers.
Absolutely. Even with one run on the board here for Bradenton, both pitchers are dealing so far.
Michael Curiale fouls back the first pitch of these C's, leading off the second. 0-1 the count. Luis Peralta working around a leadoff bloop single for a scoreless first inning. Here's the 0-1 from the lefty. Swing and a miss. Curiale had his bottom hand come off on the follow-through that swing.
Went fishing there, came up with just about nothing.
0-2, Peralta really doing a good job working ahead in the count on hitters, something that he's looking to gain more consistency in this year. The 0-2 pitch, Curiale takes high.
He has been pumping strike one in there, and that's your best friend as a starter, and makes it a little bit harder on the batter.
Hendry flashes the signal. And now the 1-2 pitch, way outside for ball two. Luis Peralta, by the way, 12 pitches in the first inning, 11 for strikes.
That's what you love to see as a skipper there. You want someone who can constantly just pepper the zone in there.
2-2 toss. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three in the elevated fastball.
Beautiful.
One down for the Cardinals here in the second inning. And Jimmy Crooks will come up to the plate next. Another look at that swinging third strike. Outside of the zone. Got the chase.
You don't always got to put in the zone on that. Looking for strike three, just got to make it look appetizing to the batter there.
First pitch to Crooks, line to third, and just out of the reach of both Jerez and Chang through the left side of the infield. And Jimmy Crooks pushes a single to the opposite field here.
Yeah, both Jerez and Chang went sprawling for that ball there, but just sneaks in between the two of them there, between third and second base.
Crooks, the fourth round draft pick this year by the Cardinals out of Oklahoma. And that base hit, he's now reached base safely in his six consecutive games. Tying run on first. And the next batter will be Jeremy Rivas. He looks at a fastball strike. Rivas, a crucial fielding error in the bottom of the first inning.
Led to Chang scampering his way on home there.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. That swung on a miss, late on the fastball for strike two. And if we're being technical here, not actually ruled an error, but can maybe call it a miscue.
Absolutely.
Had a bobble of that bouncing ball at shortstop, was going to come home with it, instead forced to throw to first. The 0-2 pitch. Check, swing the pitch upstairs, and no go.
Yeah, Rivas fields that ball cleanly. Chang is a dead duck down there at home plate.
Base umpire Sam Carey tonight, signaling no go on the check swing. Still ahead, 1-2 is Peralta. Here's the toss from the lefty, swinging a pop-up out of play, first base side. Sam Longstreth joining me here in the booth tonight. And Sam, you came aboard for some PA duties here in Bradenton here in the latter part of the summer. And in your limited time, imagine you've had the chance to see the chase of some kids after the foul balls out that direction.
Oh, absolutely.
Foul back.
I'd be right there with them. I know me as a kid, always bringing my glove to the ballpark and looking for a little souvenir.
Yeah, it's always that little tunnel right there through the seating bowl on the first base side. Kids see those balls go flying toward the fan plaza, and boom, out they go. 1-2 pitch. Just misses.
Yeah, their eyes get about as big as the baseballs when they see them roll over to the plaza there.
Jeremy Rivas, 2-2 the count. Right-hand batter from Valencia, Venezuela. The pitch by Peralta. Taken high and outside, and the count is full.
Nice job by Rivas here, working that count full, especially after getting those first two strikes on him.
1-0 Marauders lead, top of the second inning, with Jimmy Crooks on first base. He singled, one out. 3-2 pitch, taken low and inside for ball four.
Ball ended up right around his feet there in the right-handed batter's box.
So the Cardinals threatening with a pair of runners aboard, only one out here in the second inning. And here comes the team's active home runs leader with seven on the year, Darlene Mokete. His Palm Beach roster has seen a lot of turnover, perhaps even more so than the Marauders. Look up and down the stat sheet for Palm Beach here at this stage of the season, and you see a lot of position players especially who have played in about a dozen or fewer games. A lot of the recent draft picks coming up to this Cardinals roster. Pitch to Mokete, fastball for a strike. Nathan Church, 11 games played. Jimmy Crooks, 7 games played. Michael Chiarelli, 8 games. In some cases, these are the professional debuts of these players. The 0-1 pitch, and that's low and inside. Dropped by Hendry. Runners stay put. In some cases, though, these are draft picks from last year who debuted in the Florida Complex League last season, making their single-A debuts as of late. Either way, a lot of new faces, not only for these two teams, but throughout the Florida State League at this point in the year. The 1-1 pitch, swung on a miss for strike two. As the new faces pertain to the Marauders, though, a couple of the new arrivals, Jack Brannigan and Tres Gonzalez, they're both out of the lineup tonight, getting some routine rest before the weekend ahead. The 1-2 pitch from Peralta, swing and a miss. He got him with the off-speed for strike three.
Nearly in the left-handed batter's box there for Mokete.
Darlene Mokete down on strikes. Second strikeout victim tonight for Peralta. Another look at that last pitch, and a backdoor curveball started farther off the plate even. Somehow got Mokete to wave after it. Here's Alex Iandecernia, two aboard, two outs. The pitch, he swings, fouls it straight back. Iandecernia, one of those aforementioned men who has played in only a handful of games so far for Palm Beach. 6 games, just 3 for his first 18 with 3 runs batted in. 7th round pick last year out of Elon University in North Carolina. The 0-1. Breaking ball in there for strike two.
Yeah, with all the roster turnover, you got to wonder what that does for especially team camaraderie of over the first half and the second half. If you're rolling in the first half with all your players there and a bunch of people get pulled from you, what does that do for your team there?
0-2. Cut on and missed for strike three. Luis Peralta fans three and strands two here in a scoreless second. The Marauders lead 1-0 heading to the bottom of the second here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Thursday continues along here at Leacom Park in Bradenton. Spencer Smith alongside Sam Longstreth for game 3 of a 6-game series. Marauders lead Palm Beach by a score of 1-0. Bottom of the second begins with a fastball strike from left-hander Alfredo Ruiz. 0-1 the count on Bubba Chandler.
Bubba Chandler, big two-way guy. Heard a lot about him here.
Next pitch in for strike two. Pirates number 11 prospect, according to Baseball America. And the Pirates third-round draft pick last year. Out of North Oconee High School in Georgia. Two-way athlete coming out of high school. Two-sport athlete, I should say. Two-way ball player here. Pitch misses high for ball one. Chandler made the start on the mound on Tuesday in the series opener. And he's the DH tonight after the Day off yesterday, routinely. That's been his general flow of things. 1-2 pitch, too high for ball two.
Yeah, and with Bubba being a switch, you can play him against just about any arm there. Could you imagine if Shohei Ohtani was a switch hitter?
Oh, goodness. Even more havoc against the opponents.
Absolutely.
2-2 from Ruiz. Chandler swings and shoots a line drive. Hard hit but foul down the right field line.
Just a little late on that fastball there.
Chandler putting a good swing on it. He has struck out 19 times over his 17 games. Trying to bring the strikeout rate down a little bit. Looking to put the ball in play more regularly. Mitchell Miller popping out of the Marauders' bullpen there to clear that foul ball off the field. 2-2. Chandler takes a breaking ball in the dirt, and Ruiz losing his hat on the follow-through.
With all that hair, you got a hat big enough to fit him there without flying off.
Southern California native Ruiz comes from Chula Vista, California. That's a San Diego suburb. Sixth-round pick last year by the Cardinals out of Long Beach State. It's 3-2. Chandler swings, gets a piece, fouling it back and staying alive. Long Beach State, one of the baseball powerhouses out on the West Coast. Produced a lot of high-quality baseball players over the past couple of decades. 3-2 again from the lefty. Chandler takes high and outside for ball four, leadoff walk.
Nice job by Bubba working the count there. Man on first.
That'll be Davies Nadal to the plate. You talk about a man who's conquering a challenge early on. Starting to see some time in the outfield for the Marauders over the past couple of days. Started in left field on Tuesday. Got some time in right field yesterday afternoon after starting the game at second base. Pitched to Nadal here is a fastball strike from Ruiz.
Yeah, like we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, he's a tremendous, tremendous athlete out there. You can play him just about anywhere.
The 0-1, Nadal takes a breaker outside. A lot of quick twitch going on there with Nadal. Also brings the speed to whatever position he plays. Trying to get onto the base paths here behind Bubba Chandler, who worked a leadoff walk. Lefty on a lefty. Ruiz kicks his leg and deals, and a swing and a high towering fly ball. This will be near the Marauders' dugout. First baseman Francisco over, and he can't quite make the catch. He was up against the railing of the Marauders' dugout and kind of got the alligator arms there and pulled back last second. Ball maybe even tipped off his glove a little bit.
Yeah, right off the end of his glove there. With how high that was, the overcast skies have trouble tracking that ball. And Davies Nadal gets another life here out of the plate.
Marauders players clear the premises there. Everybody's okay. Is Francisco working in unfamiliar surroundings here? And yeah, sure enough, just a little bit off the tip of that glove. Almost had it. A ball, two strikes. Chandler will lead off of first. Here's the pitch. Nadal takes just outside for ball two. Awfully, awfully close. So we should note that it's the challenge system being utilized tonight. Full ABS the last two games. So Warren Eubanks makes the calls himself. Teams have the ability to challenge. 2-2 pitch. Nadal, a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says Sam Carey on the bases. And the home crowd does not like it.
We'll get a look at the replay here in just a second on that check swing from Nadal. Marauder faithful not happy with that call here.
And keep in mind, this is the center field camera angle, so pretty tough to see.
Yeah.
On a major league broadcast, you typically have the advantage of having that right from the side, either
absolutely,
camera well angle. Here's Brendan Dixon. At any rate, he takes outside for ball one. The Marauders lead this game 1-0. Bottom half of the second inning. And the pitch, Dixon takes knee high, a strike. Marty the Marauder way out in those left field bleachers. Holding his hat high into the air.
Is he trying to signal to us?
I think he's trying to signal to somebody, it looks like. I'm already holding that black hat outstretched with his right hand way above his head. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And Dixon takes in the dirt. Crooks knocks it down, keeps it close, and Chandler remains on first base. There is nobody out in those left field bleachers right now, fan-wise, and I'm really curious what Marty's up to out there.
I am also. He's really holding that hat over his head there.
Holding it with both hands now.
One arm must have gotten tired.
2-1 pitch, rather. Swung on and missed for strike two. I wonder if this is Marty's attempt to flash signals to Marauders hitters. If so, we might have to put a stop to that because that's not legal. That's outside the field of play.
Yeah, that might be frowned upon out there, Marty.
The 2-2 coming from Ruiz. Swing and a miss, and down goes Brendan Dixon on strikes. Two away.
Fortunately, Marty didn't help Brendan out there at the plate at all, and Marty's looking a little defeated out there in left center.
Well, Bradenton trying not to squander a leadoff walk to Bubba Chandler. He is still on first base. Norquis Marcos will now get the opportunity to drive a base hit to the outfield and keep this inning going. Marcos pointing that bat toward the pitcher almost in that funky stance of his. Pitch comes inside for ball one. The name Julio Franco always comes to mind when you see a player of that sort of batting stance, almost pointing that bat horizontally toward the opposing pitcher. Marcos stands even from the right side. The 1-0. Swung on, popped back this way, and that's over on top of the roof. And it's going to ricochet right back down. Well, Sam, with this being your first game here in the broadcast booth, you'll, I think, be pretty thankful that the extended screen here protects us broadcasters from any incoming projectiles.
Absolutely.
The 1-1 from Ruiz, and Marcos gets brushed back and a chest-high fastball, 2-1.
Yeah. Yeah, the net definitely is a help. We don't got to worry about that, but I love hearing those calls of different broadcasters making those catches.
Two balls and a strike in the Marauders' second baseman, Norquis Marcos. And the pitch from the southpaw. Swung on and crushed deep to left field. Moquete back. He's looking up. This ball is gone. Two-run homer for Norquis Marcos. Oh. Yes, a late home run signal there by Warren Eubanks. A little bit of a confusion there for a second. But that ball did indeed clear the wall off the corner of the boardwalk railing. And so the Marauders make it a 3-0 lead here in the second on Norquis Marcos' second home run of the season.
Absolute drive out there to left by Josiah Dixon, who's been absolutely killing lefties. And his terror continues.
Marcos getting a pitch, almost appeared to be on the outside portion of the plate. He's able to yank it out to left field. And yes, sir, right off the corner of that boardwalk railing. First pitch to Josiah Dixon is in for a strike. We're at the number 9 spot in the Marauders lineup. Dixon playing his 30th game as a Marauder. Pitch low and outside for a ball. So how about it? Norquis Marcos, second home run of the season for Bradenton. Fighting the wind blowing in from center field. Here's the 1-1. Dixon takes high and tight on a breaking ball.
Yeah, excellent swing on that ball there by Marcos. Just sneaking it over that left field wall out there.
Ruiz into his motion, and Dixon takes a strike, 2-2. Had a nice little pregame chat with Josiah Dixon downstairs earlier tonight. He talked about not letting himself get too caught up in his numbers offensively, and that's helped him relax a little bit more and get more zoned in at the plate. Next pitch high, count full.
Maybe you bring in that interview to him, gave him a little kick, and off we go. Hey, you're responsible for that home run out there, Spencer.
I hate to take credit for something like that. That's far from me. 3-2 pitch. Dixon swings and smacks a line drive foul. First base side. Marauders got a first inning RBI ground out from Juan Jerez. And here in the second, two-run line drive home run to left field off the bat of Norquis Marcos. Ruiz winds up and tosses the 3-2. Swinging a ground ball hit to short. Rivas fields it cleanly. Throws on to first and gets Dixon by several steps. Inning over, but the two-run blast by Marcos makes it a 3-0 Bradenton lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders lefty Luis Peralta has been rock solid to start his evening on the mound tonight here on this Thursday in Bradenton. 3 strikeouts, retiring the side in a scoreless second inning, and he's back for the third. Marauders up on Palm Beach 3-0. And here to lead off the third for Palm Beach Cardinals is Elijah Cabell. From the right side, he takes a pitch outside from Peralta for ball one.
Peralta looking much better than that 6.5 ERA that he's posted as of late.
The windup and the 1-0 pitch. Cabell swings through a fastball for strike one. Cabell, Florida boy through and through. Hometown is Altamont Springs, Florida, right by Orlando. And a product of Florida State University. 17th round pick last year by the Cardinals. 1-1. That is a bit high and outside.
A Florida man by all measures.
Altamont Springs, the home of the good old I-4 eyesore. Don't know if you're familiar. 2-1 pitch. It's a little high, 3-1. Big unfinished skyscraper that, as far as I can remember, has next to nothing around it. So it really sticks out.
Interesting.
Right alongside Interstate 4. 3-1 pitch. That's taken for strike two. And Cabell did not like that call. He has the ability to challenge, but he chooses not to. 3-2 the count on the right-handed hitting designated hitter from the ninth spot in the order. Pitch from Peralta, swung on and crushed in a high liner to right field, and it's out of the reach of the right fielder, Nadal. He plays it off the wall on the bounce, throws a low laser beam toward the cutoff man, Marcos, and it's a leadoff double by Elijah Cabell. Put good wood on it.
Absolutely. Good positioning by Nadal there as well, just out of his reach of the speedy right fielder there.
That sends it back to the top of the order with Nathan Church. Orange County, California native. Hometown is Coto de Casa. Church was the Cardinals' 11th round pick this year out of UC Irvine, perennial baseball factory.
Plenty of great baseball talent coming out of California.
Oh, yeah. Lefty facing a left-handed batter. The pitch to Church. He takes high for ball one. Marauders 3, Cardinals nothing. RBI single in the first by Juan Jerez. 2-run homer by Norquis Marcos in the second. That's how Bradenton have gotten their runs. Here's the 1-0 to Church. He swings and misses. Right through the Peralta fastball. 1-1. Don't see a lot of that swing and miss from Church. Been a really good contact hitter. Peralta takes a long look into his battery mate. Now sets. And the 1-1. Low and outside. Hendry, remarkable block, dropping down to his knees and sliding over to his left.
Yeah, excellent block out there by Hendry. If he doesn't stop that ball easily, Cabell is on third.
Hendry working with the pitching staff well, continuing to build that rapport with all the men on this Marauders pitching staff, blocking pitches well, receiving them well, throwing out base stealers too. 2-1 pitch. That's there for strike two.
Nice job pulling even here by Peralta.
He has fanned 3 already tonight in 2 innings of work. See what he goes to here on 2-2. The delivery. Church swings at a breaking ball. Almost loses his footing on the fall through the swing. Fouls it back.
Just got a piece of it there to stay alive.
Thursday night here at Lecom Park. The Marauders looking to swing the series in their favor. Marauders and Cardinals with 1 win apiece so far this week. Cardinals took the opener Tuesday. Marauders winners yesterday. 2-2 pitch. That is low. The count full.
Church leadoff single on the top of the first there for the base runner was cut down on a nice play at third base by Ares on a double play to end the inning.
Cabell gently taking his leadoff second base. Peralta's 3-2. Swung on, popped foul, out of play on the third base side. And we will see another one. The next pitch to Church will be number 8 in the plate appearance.
Yeah, like you said earlier, excellent contact hitter. Staying alive, extending that at bat makes good things happen.
Lights are on here at Leacom. Still some natural daylight remaining, but some cloud cover is going to make nightfall appear a little bit earlier than normal this time of year. 3-2, swung on, drilled on a line drive to center field. Campagna back a few steps, makes the catch, tagging up from second Cabell, and Campagna's throwing to third just on one bounce, but it's much too late. And Cabell tags up and advances. Campagna, though, a good job to flag that ball down.
Quality at bat there from Church to advance that runner from third. Got it just about deep enough. Campagna, one bounce to third baseman Ares. Runner on third here with one out.
That'll bring the Marauders infield up, and actually they're coming up for the mound visit here by Marauders pitching coach Yorman Bizzardo. Bizzardo going to instill a little bit of wisdom into the left-hander here, who up until this third inning had been pretty good with his command, but we've seen him go back-to-back three-ball counts now. And although you're hesitant to throw up the caution flag all of a sudden, you do want to try and maybe address some of those discrepancies in the mechanics or maybe help smooth out some rough edges there for Peralta.
Absolutely, and keep your infield here on the same page and tell your pitcher that they got his back here.
As has been the case each of the last few days, the Marauders enter this game tied for first place in the West Division. They're tied with the Tampa Tarpons, who are very hot themselves as of late. Tarpons, as we look at the West Division standings for the second half, Tampa winners of just four of their last 10 games, so it's a little bit deceptive coming from that angle. But as you look at the scoreboard night after night, the Marauders and Tarpons almost mirroring one another perfectly for almost the better part of the past week. Mound meeting over, here's Brody Moore. First pitch, a backdoor curveball for a strike. A look at the Tarpons score up in Dunedin tonight. Tampa leading the Blue Jays 2-1, only in the bottom of the third inning, though. 0-1. Taken low from Peralta. A lot of baseball yet to be played, both here and Bradenton, and up there in Dunedin. It's a regular season finale exactly 1 month from tonight. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded up the middle, and a base hit past the diving Chang into left center field. RBI single by Brody Moore plates the first Cardinals run of the evening, and it's a 3-1 ball game.
Yeah, nice piece of hitting by Moore. Just slapping that thing back up the middle. Chang, nice diving effort. Couldn't quite get to it, and that plates the first run here for Palm Beach.
So Brody Moore muscles one through, and that single extends his on-base streak to six consecutive games. Marauders lead cut to 2 now as Thomas Francisco steps in. Pitch by Peralta. Take in a fastball strike. Thomas Francisco began the season up at High A. Peoria Chiefs up in the Midwest League. Set at the chest by Peralta, the 0-1 coming. Francisco takes way outside for ball one. Midwest League right around your neck of the woods, Sam.
Absolutely. Born and raised in Michigan. Saw plenty of Whitecaps games. Saw plenty of the Chiefs as well out there.
A ball and a strike in this lefty and lefty showdown. Brody Moore on first base. Francisco the tying run in the batter's box. Next pitch is low. Two balls and a strike. With the Lakeland Flying Tigers coming into town a couple of times and the Marauders visiting them twice throughout the season. A couple of talented Flying Tigers players from earlier this year have got the promotion up to High A West Michigan. The 2-1. Swung on and lifted high in the air, shallow right field. Backpedaling, the second baseman Marcos. He yells for it, he wants it, and he makes the two-handed catch. Two gone here in the third.
Yeah, Marcos going back and Nadal coming in on that ball. Marcos calls him off, makes a nice play on that. Two gone here in the third.
That'll bring up Michael Curiali. Curiali, born in Central Jersey, but his hometown is Capistrano Valley, California, right in the heart of Orange County. Curiali, right-handed batter, lays off high. 12th round pick this year by the Cardinals out of UCLA. Played in the prestigious Cape Cod League last summer with the Falmouth Commodores. 1-0 pitch, and is in there for a strike.
California well represented here tonight.
Absolutely. Curiali, for his high school days, attended J. Sarah Catholic High School. Royce Lewis, the Minnesota Twins, attended that high school. Next pitch just misses from Peralta for ball two. Peralta wants to challenge it. First challenge of the night by either team. Warren Eubanks looks to the booth, and that call's been overturned. So instead of 2-1, it's 1-2 on Michael Curiali.
Nice call there by Hendry. Right at the knees. Nice job there by the backstop.
I think it was Peralta who actually initiated that call, and Hendry didn't object. So ends up a good call by the Marauders battery. The 1-2 pitch swung on, bounce foul, third baseline. And I have to tell you, Sam, that in almost a full season now of seeing the challenge system in place, you'll see catchers sometimes when a pitcher wants to challenge a call. Catcher has as good a look at the pitch as anyone. So catcher sometimes will say to his pitcher, no, trust me, you don't want to challenge that one.
Gotcha.
He had it right.
Fair enough.
1-2, Kiriali drives it foul, right field line. It just serves as a reminder, you know, the pitcher has such a straight-on view, but ultimately the catcher sees that pitch coming right in there.
Right. He's got the best seat in the house there for that.
Yep, catcher and the plate umpire both. 1-2 again. Peralta looks at first and a throw that way. And diving back in safely, Brody Moore. Peralta's going to have to watch the step and throw there. He came dangerously close to a balk, it looked like.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Marauders 3, Cardinals 1, top half of the third inning. 1-2 pitch. Taken just high for ball two.
Yeah, just off the plate there. Home plate umpire Warren Eubanks was looking for that trigger.
Brody Moore leads off first. Dixon holding him on. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. Luis Peralta picks up his fourth strikeout of the night, and he's through three solid innings, giving up one run. 3-1 Bradenton. Heading to the bottom of the third, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Who makes things happen? Sung Chae Chang leans off the third for the Marauders here at Lecon Park. 3-1 Bradenton lead over the Palm Beach Cardinals. Alfredo Ruiz wind up in the pitch, and Chang takes a breaking ball low and outside.
Sure made things happen in the first inning. Did Chang first or a single, a stolen base, and a run scored?
Ruiz comes home with a 1-0 and low and outside again for ball two. Chang knocking that hard-hit single back up the middle gives him a six-game hit streak. Hitting well north of 400 during that streak, the 2-0 pitch. That's taken for a strike.
Yeah, Chang, fantastic leadoff hitter, real spark plug for this team.
Ruiz, pretty quick worker. His 2-1 pitch swung on, lifted to shallow left field. Left fielder Moquete looking up into the cloudy sky, and he makes the two-handed catch, one away. Those who are just joining us, Marauders scored their first run in that first inning, as we briefly alluded to there. Sung Chae Chang led off with a single, later scored on a Juan Jerez ground out. Second inning, two-run homer on a line drive to left field by Norquis Marcos. 3-0 Bradenton. Palm Beach got one run back in the top of the third just a couple of minutes ago on a Brody Moore RBI single. Now for the second time, Sergio Campagna stands in. Ruiz tosses and just misses the zone with a fastball. Mostly in the upper 80s, touches 90 from Ruiz. Not an overpowering heater. Long-haired southpaw, the windup and the pitch. Taken high for ball two.
Yeah, Campagna in the first inning. Walk and was unfortunately gunned down at second base on an attempted double steal there alongside Chang.
The 2-0. Campagna, big whiff. Change up down in the dirt. Direct sunshine has gone away for the time being here at Lee Com. Cloud cover all throughout the skies. The 2-1 pitch. Campagna swings and bounces one left side of the infield. Backhanded by Rios. The shortstop can't make the clean transfer to his throwing hand. And Campagna safe on first with no throw.
Yeah, tough ground ball there hit by Campagna right in between the hole between third and shortstop. Rivas again having trouble with that transfer in the glove, and Campagna with his speed might have beat it out even if Rivas threw that ball cleanly over to first.
And with that in mind, Campagna does get credit for an infield single. Would have had to have been an extraordinary effort by Rivas to have even a shot at getting Campagna. Marauders speedster velcroing that hand protector onto his left hand as he takes his lead off first base. Ruiz sets at the belt, deals to Juan Jerez. Swinging a bouncing ball, softly third base side. Ruiz off the mound, picks it up. Jump, lob, throw to first. Safe! Ruiz can't get it there in time. Now a back pick throw to second, and Campagna is back in safely. Juan Jerez legs it out.
Nice job by Ruiz, fielding that ball over to his right there, but a lollipop throw to first base. If it's a laser, he may snag him at first, but nice job by Ares to beat that one out.
Yeah, Ruiz, the jump throw, couldn't quite put enough mustard on it, and I wonder what the chances are that any organization in baseball has pitchers practice jump throws. I would guess slim to none, and Slim's out of town.
I would agree.
First and second with only one away. Wide Hendry the batter. Marauders trying to stretch a two-run lead. The pitch. Swing and a miss through a fastball.
Back-to-back singles here for the Marauders, and neither ball left the infield.
Campagna, Jerez, both good wheels out on the bases. The 0-1 from Ruiz, and that's taken just inside by Hendry. Borderline pitch.
Nice eye there by the Marauder backstop.
Hendry looking to play one, maybe two, if he can find a gap here. The 1-1. Swinging a foul back off to our right. That'll roll up onto the roof, and look out below. That's coming back. Bubba Chandler in the on-deck circle, waiting for it to come down. He makes the catch.
Nice play there by the Marauder two-way player here. Doesn't see a lot of time in the field, but nice play there.
The set, the 1-2, double steal coming. There's a check swing by Hendry, didn't go. Throw to third on a bounce, not in time. Campagna swipes third, Jerez into second base on the double steal.
Yeah, nice jump by Campagna there. And Crooks just bounces it right in front of the third baseman, Curiali, and in with the double steal.
Curiali, a good job to keep that ball in front, knocking it down, preventing a throwing error. Crooks normally a pretty steady defender. Infield up now for Palm Beach. Second and third, one gone. Here's the pitch to Hendry. He takes high for ball three.
Very good plate discipline this at bat here from Hendry, keeping himself alive and giving himself an opportunity to drive in some runs here.
Alfredo Ruiz trying to keep things close for his team as Hendry looks to deliver. Here is the 3-2 from the left-hander. Hendry swings and fouls it back. Battle continues. The Marauders have won four of their last five games, looking to make it 5 of 6 tonight, as well as looking to swing the series in their favor, 2-1. Another 3-2 pitch. Hendry swings and lifts a fly ball shallow right. This probably will not be deep enough. Idesurnia coming in. He gives way to the second baseman, Moore, who makes the catch. And little bluff off of third. Campagna's going to score. He slides in safely. Now Jerez hung up between second and third. Catcher's throw to second. Now the throw to third. And they got him at third base. A rash decision by Jerez there. But Campagna scores on a heads-up base-running play. And that makes it 4-1 Bradenton as the third comes to a close. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com. Welcome back to Leacom Park, where a Sergio Campagna heads-up base-running play has stretched the Marauders' lead to 4-1 over the Palm Beach Cardinals. As we head to the fourth for the play-by-play, here's Sam Longstreth.
Thank you, Spencer. Happy to be inside Leacom Park today as the Cardinals take on your Bradenton Marauders. Stepping in for the Cardinals, catcher number 31, Jimmy Crooks. First pitch. High fly ball out to right field. Nadal going back, track, wall, and it is gone. Jimmy Crooks with a long fly ball out to right field. And the Cardinals cut into the deficit. It's 4-2 Bradenton.
A big moment for Jimmy Crooks there. First home run as a professional. He absolutely clobbered it out to the bullpen.
Following up Crooks, we got the shortstop Jeremy Rivas, who walked his first time up. First pitch comes in, ball high. Tough first call for me there. Home run for the opponent, but we'll make it through here. Second pitch fouled straight back. Count is 1-1.
Peralta. They can hear the jinx comments coming already from down below.
I can hear it. 1-1. Outside, count is 2-1 here to Rivas. Peralta's looked good so far, only allowing two runs on five hits here through just north of three innings. The 2-1 swung on for a strike, 2-2 the count.
I've seen plenty of those swings and misses. He's gotten those four strikeouts through his first three innings.
Yes, he has. A lot of them been on the high chase pitches. Ground ball to Chang out at short, long throw, and he snags him to Dixon. And one out here in the top of the fourth.
Hard hit bouncing ball, but right to Chang. No real issue right there for Sung Che, who's been a steady defender at short all season long.
Here comes Darlene Mokete out in left field tonight after DHing yesterday. And the first pitch, attempted bunt there from Mokete. And there's a challenge. And it is upheld. Strike one to Mokete.
First unsuccessful challenge by either team tonight. Palm Beach down to two now.
0-1 is the count here. One out here at the top of the fourth. Bradenton leads 4-2 over Palm Beach. The kick and the pitch. And it is in for a strike. 0-2 now to Mokete. Peralta kicks, deals, and just a little bit outside there for ball one. Peralta's done a great job here on first pitch strikes so far this evening, leading to those four strikeouts. Wide kicks and deals. And he did not go, says first base umpire Samuel Carey.
That's a little back foot breaking ball by Peralta, perfect spot for that pitch, and
Home crowd not liking the call too much. Almost had him.
Nearly did. 2-2 count. Pop up and foul back behind us here. Moquete with a swinging strikeout here in the second inning in his only plate appearance. Pitch and punches him out. And Moquete will challenge. And the challenge is upheld. Down goes Moquete. Two challenges and as men in only one at bat, and Palm Beach has burned through them.
Fastball there right at the knees on the outside part of the plate. Nicely executed by Peralta. He's looking good.
Strikeout number 5 on the day here for Luis Peralta. And first pitch is a ball into Alex Iadesernia. One of the more unique names on this Palm Beach team. And he swings and misses at the offering. It's 1-1. Iadesernia struck out swinging in his first appearance in the second. Fly ball down the left field line, hooking, and it will go foul as it dinks off the metal bleachers out there down the left field line. Iadesernia, one of the three strikeout victims in the second inning, as Peralta allowed a single and a walk, but still managed to strike out the side. 1-2 the count, two outs. Here's the pitch from Peralta. And liner right to Marcos for the out. Just a solo home run here for Palm Beach in the top half of the fourth. It is 4-2 Marauders on the Marauders Radio Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Welcome back inside Lee Comp Park on a beautiful night for baseball here in Bradenton, Florida, as Bubba Chandler steps in for the Marauders. Bubba walked and scored a run in the top of the second, or excuse me, bottom of the second. Line drive down, left field line, just foul into the netting. As we were coming out of break here, we had the hot dog, ketchup, and mustard race. And mustard seemed to leg out a victory after a little bit of sabotage from ketchup there, dashing hot dogs' dreams. 0-1 to Chandler, swung on for strike two. And the 0-2 is down low for ball one. 1-2 to Chandler. Chandler, the tall batting righty here. 1-2. And it is ball two down by his feet. Chandler, the switch hitter. First time I'm seeing him hit righty here. Mostly seen him bat from the left side. As he steps in, 2-2 count. Kick and the pitch from Ruiz. And it is in and out of the glove of the third baseman and caught. Nice play there by Michael Curiali there. In and out of his glove, but that is out number one all the same.
Yeah, Curiali, nice little jump there. Had it as you said, slip out of his glove briefly, but able to recover it.
And in steps the right fielder, Davies Nadal. Davies 0 for 1 in the game with a strikeout. And for the most part so far, he's looked good out there in right field. Not a natural outfielder, infielder by trade, but looked good out there. The 0-1 is outside for ball one. 1-1 is the count to Nadal.
Darvin Garcia is trying to throw in the Marauders' bullpen.
The 1-1 is chopped foul down in front of the Marauder dugout by Nadal here. Davies Nadal, as we said, an infielder by trade, shown some great defense from both the shortstop and second base position. But he's been out in the outfield for a good amount of this series here and has looked very nice out there. The 1-2, little chopper down, second baseman fields it, flips to first for the out. Nice play there by Brody Moore to snag a speedy Davies Nadal run down the first base line.
Now Brody Moore's played some pretty solid defense throughout this week's series, and can see him charging that softly hit bouncing ball and thinking quickly. A little quick flip of the glove, not wasting time with the transfer to the throwing hand. Good idea. Got him.
Yeah. We've seen the transfer hurt Palm Beach at least a couple times here tonight so far. In steps the right-handed hitting first baseman, Brendan Dixon, as he takes the first pitch for a strike. Dixon, a strikeout victim in his first at-bat in the second. Pitch is lined down the left field line. And we got a young fan chasing after it, looking to snag a souvenir down there.
Got some action down that Palm Beach bullpen. Ansel Rincon, right-hander from the Dominican.
0-2 the count to Dixon. Ruiz looking good here in the bottom of the fourth. Kicks, pitch deals, and it is fouled back into the screen.
Yeah, Ruiz here matching his season high in innings pitch with 3 2/3, trying to make it a full four, but Palm Beach has that bullpen ready to go.
Yeah. Like we alluded to, he is primarily a bullpen arm making a spot start today. The 0-2. It is in for a called strike three. And the Marauders go down in order. At the end of the fourth, Marauders 4, Palm Beach Cardinals 2 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Welcome back inside Leacom Park on a beautiful night for Marauder Baseball. And now on the bump for the Marauders, right-hander 52, Darvin Garcia. Garcia, right-hander out of Las Matas, Dominican. And first pitch is a strike.
Garcia will get that fastball well into the mid-90s. Also brings a pretty nasty breaking ball. ERA up near 6, but he's been racking up the strikeouts this year. 35 strikeouts, 32 innings.
And the pitch, strike 2. Elijah Cabell standing in. He is the Cardinal designated hitter. he let off the third with a double and ended up scoring the first Palm Beach run. 0-2 now. Garcia looks, gets the sign. Kicks and deals. Just off the plate. It is ball one ball and two strikes here to Cabell. The 1-2 pitch. Just off the plate. 2-2 is the count. Garcia's done a nice job since returning off the IL. Forney's pitched one hit, one run, and four Ks since his return. 2-2 is the count. And the pitch. Ball high for ball three.
Got it up to 96 that time. We've seen him as high as 97. He will get the swings and misses, and Cabell has that 47% strikeout rate in his plate appearance this season. Trying to put him away here.
Full count here. Kick and the delivery. It is down low for ball four. After getting Cabell into an 0-2 count, four straight balls, unfortunately puts the leadoff man on base.
And Garcia has been wild at times of the season. 18 walks in his 32 innings of work. He has improved in that regard as the season has gone on. Still trying to refine that command, though. And look at overcome the leadoff walk here in the fifth.
Back to the top of the order for Palm Beach is the center fielder Nathan Church. Kicks and deal from Garcia. Pop up down the left field line. Giving chase is... Oh, my goodness. Giving chase was left fielder Dixon. And he attempted a Spider-Man climb of the left field wall down there. Couldn't quite come up with it. It's just a very long strike one.
Well, if anyone can make a Spider-Man climb among Marauders outfielders, Dixon's certainly the man.
Indeed he can. Yeah, put that right foot right up against the wall. Cleat stuck into the padding out there, but the ball is just a little bit too high up on the wall for him to make an effort to make a catch on it. 0-1 is the count to Church. Garcia looks in, kicks and deals, and it is ball inside to Church. Nathan Church so far tonight, single in the first inning and was cut down, and he is responsible for the first Cardinal run with a sacrifice out to center field there. And chopper down. Here goes Marcos over to Chang. And that will be the only out that they get. Chang looked to try and turn that double play there, but Nathan Church blazing down the first base line is able to get in there without a throw.
Yeah, Church can fly, and he was putting that pressure on the Marauders infielder as Chang made the turn. So Chang just decided to put that ball in his back pocket. Don't want to waste a throw.
In steps Brody Moore for the Cardinals here so far tonight. He has singled, and he grounded out to the pitcher in his first at-bat. Here comes Garcia to the plate, and ball high. Church on first here for Palm Beach, one out in the top of the fifth. Garcia sets, kicks and deals. Right back up the middle, Marco steps on the bag for one. Throw over to first, and it gets by Dixon. And no advancement from Brody Moore there. He will stick at first. Nice job by Marcos to get the play at second. But kind of like the first play there, wasn't quite quick enough to get the runner at first.
Yeah, nice idea there as Marcos fielded that ball perfectly right as he was coming across the bag and couldn't find his marker on the throw. And Brendan Dixon, a good job to hustle right after Brody Moore coming out of first base as he made a brief turn to first toward second base. But more quick thinking, got back to the bag quickly and avoided being tagged out.
Both Palm Beach outs here coming at second base. Fielder's choice is leaving men at first. And in steps Thomas Francisco, the Cardinal first baseman. Kick and deliver to him. Ball low, 1-0 the count. Francisco so far 0-2. Grounded out in his first at-bat and flew out to Marcos at second, at his second at-bat here. Kick and deliver on the 0-1. Ground ball right back up the middle. Chang will take it himself at second base. And that will end the inning for Palm Beach. Walk man left here in the top of the fifth for Palm Beach. It's 4-2 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride,
Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Back inside Lee Com Park, Sam Longstreth alongside Spencer Smith. We are happy that you decided to spend part of your Thursday evening here with us. New pitcher on the bump for Palm Beach is the right-hander Hansel Rincon as he delivers first pitch to Norkis Marcos. Marcos attempted bunt down the first baseline, rolls foul.
Now look at the numbers for Hansel Rincon this season, splitting the year between Palm Beach, the Florida Complex League, putting up a 5.67 ERA over nine appearances, whip of 1.50. Opponents hitting pretty well off him at 296 with a batting average.
Batter for the Marauders is Norkis Marcos, the second baseman. First at bat, he homered out to left field just off of the boardwalk out there in left. Next pitch from Rincon is inside, ball one. Count is 1-1 to Marcos. 4-2 Bradenton here in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch and from Rincon. Swing from Marcos. It is 1-2. Rincon kicks and deals. And it is tapped foul back behind us here.
I think part of the game of Rincon here is a little bit deception, a little bit of funk. He's got a lot of arms and legs coming at opposing hitters. Pretty tall, lanky build, 6'2", 160.
Showing the replay here of Marcos' first at-bat, the homer. Chopped out to shortstop. Rivas fires across the diamond to Francisco. And Marcos is cut down here. One out in the bottom of the fifth.
Well, this is about the best groove that Palm Beach pitching has settled into so far this night. They've retired the last five Marauders hitters in a row, going back to the Wyatt Hendry sack fly.
In steps the left fielder Josiah Dixon here. He grounded out to short his first time up. First pitch is inside for ball one. Josiah Dixon, our pregame guest. Kicks and deals from Rincon. Broken bat. Chop out to second baseman Brody Moore, throws to Francisco to get the out. And Dixon's bat laying down there along the third base line. Third base coach picks it up, jogs it into our ball boy.
Yeah, Gustavo Amaña has almost the entire bat in his hand there. I think Dixon was probably left just the tiniest little shard in his hands.
Probably left with just the nub there. Back to the top of the order here, Sung Che Chang steps in. Single and a run scored in the first and fly out to left in his second appearance here. First pitch is ball outside. 1-0 is the count. Sung Che, as we mentioned, real spark plug for this team. Makes things happen on the base paths. And next pitch from Rincon is down at Chang's feet. Ball two. Pop up behind or right in front of Palm Beach dugout. Overcomes Curiali, and it is out of play. Looks like it might have come back, but bounces off the top of the Palm Beach dugout, and a fan gets a souvenir.
That looked like that ball skimmed right along the outside of the netting. Ricocheted back into the crowd.
And happy fans out there down left field line. 2-1 the count to Chang. Two outs here in the Marauder fifth. And laser out to left field, and that will drop for a base hit. Overcomes Church and fields it, and Chang takes the turn for second. And he is safe! Oh, my goodness. Chang taking that nice turn around first base and able to slide in just ahead of the tag. Two out double for Chang.
And yeah, nice hook slide around the tag over there at second base by Chang. And from our angle, really looked like the second baseman Moore had made the tag, but I think we were slightly obstructed there. Oh, yeah, just looking at the replay here on the screen, that right foot, those right toes of Chang just grabbing onto that inside corner of second base. Beautifully executed hook slide right around the tag for the double.
And our aforementioned chaos is standing at second base. In steps Sergio Campagna after the two-out double by Chang, looking to bring him home. Kicking the pitch from Rincon. Swing and a miss, strike one from Campagna as the ball lands at the feet of Jimmy Crooks. Chang having himself a nice night. 2-for-3 so far after that double here. Rincon comes set. 0-1 count. Kicks and deals. That is right on down there for a strike, and Campagna is asking for a challenge.
Looks like that one's been overturned.
All right, count is 1-1 now. Nice use of the challenge by Campagna. Count's 1-1 here. Rincon kicks, deals. Ball high to Campagna. It's 2-1. Scoreboard a little confused out there, but we got it situated. 2-1 the count to Campagna. Two outs here in the Marauder half of the fifth. And Cone looks in. Kicks and deals. Pop up along the first baseline. It will go out of play. As our fans scamper.
Yep, there go five or six of those kids. I can only imagine the chaos that happens when they all converge on the baseball.
Oh, gosh.
A little mini dog pile going on, you think?
I'm sure of it. I know I would have been right in there with them. 2-2. Oh, my goodness. Up and in. And Campagna is hit with the pitch, and he will go down to first base. High and tight in on Campagna there. Couldn't quite get out of the way of that. Oh, nails him right in the shoulder. Look from our angle, it hit him in the head, but fortunately, a little lower than that.
Yeah, we're thankful for that beautiful center field camera angle for the instant replay here. That's a
big help here for us.
Oh, yes.
All right. Now the Marauders have runners on first and second here with two gone in the bottom of the fifth, and in comes Juan Arez. 1-for-2 so far for Arez on the night. Ground out to short his first time up and singled in the third. Rincon looks in at the signs, comes set. Chang jumping off a second there, able to get back. Took a pretty sizable lead off of second base there, and when he saw Rincon look back at him, he scampered back.
Yeah, there have been times when Marauders base runners have been able to time up opposing pitchers perfectly and get an early jump and a steal off them. Chang almost got horribly unlucky there. Good job to get back.
Count is still 0-0. Pitch from Rincon. Oh, my goodness. And the ball gets past the catcher. Nearly hits Arez as his helmet goes flying. But is deemed not hit with the pitch. And both Marauder base runners advance. Second and third here with two outs.
And tempers are flaring here, but I wonder, looking back at the pitch here, oh, that's a breaking ball. Yeah, there's no intent there, but yeah, Herrera's certainly not appreciating it still, right up against the dome.
Definitely not. 1-0 the count to Herrera after that little kerfuffle. Chang takes the lead off third, and the pitch. It is ball two. 2-0 here to Herrera as Rincon trying to work himself out of a little jam after he got the first two men out. But now two men on here with two outs in the fifth. Rincon comes set, pitches and deals. Big swing and a miss from Juan Arez, and it is 2-1. Arez does a nice job defensively, whether at third or at first base for the Marauders. And comes the pitch from Rincon, and it is low for ball three. Three on the count here to Juan Arez. As the wind has kind of died down out there in center, and a big cut and a miss out from Arez, and the count is full.
Got a fastball up in the zone there, and he was behind it just a little bit.
Big moment here in this game for the Marauders. Runners on second and third. In comes a pitch from Rincon. Fouled straight back. That would have been right about to me here if there were no netting. So I can definitely say I'm thankful for that netting.
I saw your right hand a little bit slow to get up there. Yeah, it was very fortunate for you.
Absolutely. I would have been toast. Count still full to Arez. Rincon kicks and deals. And it is high ball four. And the Marauders have loaded the bases with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And up strolls the catcher, Wyatt Hendry. That's got to be frustrating as a reliever to come in, get those first two outs, and then just load those bases. And we will have a mound visit here.
Pitching coach Giovanni Carrara kind of come out and help settle things down out there for the right-hander Rincon. And just looking at the way things began this inning, you saw Norquis Marcos, a little bounce out to the shortstop. Josiah Dixon got a little bit of a jam shot or maybe off the end of the bat, shatter his bat. So a really good start to the inning for Ansel Rincon. But since then, things just coming unglued for him. You saw Sungjae Cheng sting one to left center field, able to hustle in for a double, then the hit by pitch and the walk, couple of wild pitches. Yeah, things are starting to come unglued and starting to spin out of Rincon's control a little bit. So good timing on the mound visit here from Giovanni Carrara.
Absolutely. And our bottom of the fifth inning here was nearly cut short as Chang did a nice job sliding into second base to extend that inning. In comes Hendry here. Base is jacked, pop, fly ball out to right center field. Ranging over is Church, and he will make the catch. The Marauders threaten with two outs, leaving all three men on base. After five innings, Marauders lead the Cardinals 4-2 here on the Marauder Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Welcome back inside Lee Com Park for the Bradenton Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals on a beautiful Thursday night for baseball. Darvin Garcia back out on the mound for Bradenton. as Michael Curiali, the third baseman, steps in here. First pitch is in for a strike. Darvin Garcia pitch delivers, and it is a fly ball down the left field line, but it will hook foul. Count is 0-2. As we came back in from the break here, Spencer, we had some shenanigans out in right field. Two of our good buddies, Dylan and Austin, were competing in a competition. We're putting on pants, a jersey, and a helmet in a race as ball one spikes in the dirt.
Yeah, that's normally a contest on the field reserved for probably, kids 8, 9, or 10 years old. But these guys, gosh, these are full-grown adults trying to put on all those components, and that was a hoot to watch.
Absolutely, and it looked like a little bit of a sluggish race in the first there, but as Garcia delivers, foul straight back, count is 1-2. As they neared Marty Marauder in that race, Marty just took off running, and one of them was able to make the tackle on him and pin him down. A little bit of WWE happening out there in right field. The 1-2-3, and down goes Marty. And the pitch from Garcia is in for strike three, but we will have a challenge here from Curiali. Challenge is upheld, and Garcia punches him out here. One gone in the top of the sixth.
So Garcia gets that strikeout, third time down on strikes for Curiali. Now the Cardinals out of challenges for tonight.
In steps the catcher, Jimmy Crooks now. Crooks 2-for-2 so far tonight with a homer and a single. First pitch from Garcia is in for strike one. Curiali struggling at the plate so far tonight, responsible for over half of the strikeouts here from Palm Beach. The 0-1 chopper to Chang, flips it over to first, Dixon, and Crooks is retired. Two outs here in the inning. Nice quick first two outs here for Darvin Garcia.
A lot of ground balls induced from Darvin Garcia, and that's been pretty true to his form this season. Effective at getting those infield grounders and getting those outs tonight. Now the middle inning, middle part of the bullpen here.
In steps Jeremy Rivas, the Cardinal shortstop here. First pitch from Garcia is just outside for ball one. Rivas so far a walk and a ground out tonight. Looking to give Palm Beach a spark here in the sixth. The 1-0 is high for ball two. Darvin Garcia looking good so far here, but has a 2-0 count here to Rivas. Kicking the pitch, and a little bit of a pardon me swing down along first base to Dixon Fields, and he will tag him out for out number three. 1-2-3 goes Palm Beach here in the top of the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is 4-2 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back inside beautiful Lee Com Park as we get set for the bottom of the sixth inning between the Marauders and the Cardinals. And in steps Marauder designated hitter Bubba Chandler, now batting from the left side against the right-hander Rincon. First pitch from Rincon. It's a big swing and a miss from Bubba. Bubba, so far tonight, walk, run scored, and a line out to the third baseman. Cocks the bat over his left shoulder. The 0-1 comes in. And check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says first base umpire Sam Carey.
Not so sure about that one. And about 1,000 fans down below don't think so either.
It was close for sure. Bubba in an 0-2 hole here now. No outs, bottom six. Kick and deal from Rincon. And that is strike three to Bubba. And he goes down. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to Bubba Chandler.
Now look at that last pitch there. Backdoor breaking ball. There's some nice bite on it from Rincon. How much he could do.
And in comes Davies Nadal, the Marauder right fielder tonight. First pitch is lined down the line, down the first base line, but just foul. As Aya Discernia tracks it down. Nadal so far 0 for 2, strikeout and a ground out to second. Looking for that first hit on the night for him. The 0-1 from Rincon. That is low for ball one. 1-1 on Nadal. One here. And it is outside ball two to Nadal. Nadal, great defensive player. Still warming up that bat as he chops it down the first base line. First baseman Francisco Fields, it flips to Rincon for the out. Rincon bouncing on one leg there as he finishes the play. And there are two gone in the Marauder half of the sixth.
Yeah, nice job by Rincon to get to the bag quickly and then handle that very close proximity flip from Francisco, all the while sort of dancing off the bag away from contact by Davies Nadal. Almost a little collision there.
Yeah. Nearly clipped the bottom of his right foot between Rincon and Nadal. And in steps the first baseman Brendan Dixon as he takes ball one inside. Dixon so far tonight, two strikeouts, one swinging and one looking. The 1-0 pitch is in for a strike, 1-1 now. 4-2 Bradenton here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As the 1-1 comes in, strike two. 1-2 here now to Dixon. Marauders so far tonight, four runs on five hits, no errors. Palm Beach, two runs, five hits, no errors. The 1-2 now to Dixon. Kicks from Rendon. Check swing, goes down to Sam Carey, and no swing, says our first base umpire. Making some calls down there at first base with Warren Eubanks behind the dish. 2-2 now the count to Dixon. Rincon winds, kicks, and deals. High fly ball out to left field. Going back, track wall, and see ya! Home run, Brendan Dixon out to left field. The Marauders add another. It is 5-2.
Majestic arcing blast off the bat of Brendan Dixon. 103 on the exit velo off the bat. First home run in almost a couple of months. He needed that one.
Awesome job for Dixon there. Putting another one on the board for the Marauders as they celebrate in the dugout with what looks like a crown down there. King Dixon for at least the time being. Here comes Norquis Marcos now, and Rincon spikes it in the dirt. Majestic fly ball out to left field there for Brendan Dixon. Looked like it might have cleared the netting out there. Pop up down the third base line. Curiali under it, and he will make the catch for out number three. But not before Brendan Dixon launches one out to left field and adds another one on the board for Bradenton. Marauders lead the Cardinals here 5-2 after six. You're listening to the Bradenton Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd.
Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Welcome back inside Lee Comp Park here in beautiful Bradenton, Florida. Sam Longstreth alongside Spencer Smith. It's been a lot of fun doing play-by-play for all y'all on the airways here tonight. And I'll turn it back over to Spencer.
All right. Thank you, Sam. A 5-2 Marauders lead over the Palm Beach Cardinals. And we welcome you here into the broadcast booth. We're rocking tonight, man.
Absolutely.
We go to the seventh, and right-hander Darvin Garcia back to the mound in relief for the Marauders. He's got some nice stuff working tonight. Garcia going 1-2-3, three up and three down the sixth inning, his second of work for the Marauders. He deals to Darlene Moquete, swings and lashes a ground ball foul up the third baseline.
Gets wedged down there by the tarp.
Manager Gary Kendall jogging over to pick that ball up and try and slip it under the netting there to a little boy waiting for it. Next pitch swung on line to left field. Josiah Dixon started in. Now it's back over his head and bounces off the wall. Dixon picks it up, throws into the cutoff man Chang, and it's a leadoff double by Darlene Moquete.
Nice piece of hitting there from Moquete, and Dixon with that first step in. That was killer for him, and that drops over his head. Palm Beach has a runner on second.
Marauders were able to extend their lead to three runs, though, on the Brendan Dixon solo shot to left field just moments ago. His sixth home run of the season, first home run in almost 2 months. Previous home run came on June the 21st up in Dunedin. And with that home run, by the way, Brendan Dixon has now hit safely in four of his last five games. Getting back onto a nice little roll there at the plate. Now Darvin Garcia trying to continue his effective relief. He has gone two scoreless out of the bullpen. Alex Iandecernia steps in next for the Cardinals. The pitch, lefty batter swings in, lifts it to left center field. Campagna coming on, dives in. He can't quite make the catch. No, he does make the catch. Throw into the shortstop, Chang. And hold on a second. Did into third base goes Darlene Moquete. Did he tag up properly is the question. So the base umpire, Sam Carey, throwing his fist in the air, signaling out. Catch made on the dive by Campagna. Brilliant play on the dive. As we get another look at it.
Web gem here from Campagna. Nice catch on the full extension out there. Dives into the grass. And he throws it into Chang. And fortunately, runner doesn't extend any farther than third base.
And even though the base runner got briefly out of the camera's vision there, I think it stands to reason that given the direction Moquete was heading, looked like he was going back to second base. It looked like he did indeed tag up and move to third. So Moquete over there on third base. Alex Iandecernia gets robbed of extra bases. Sergio Campagna, just another day at the office for that. Speedy center fielder with epic range.
Cue the Sports Center theme on that one there, Spencer.
That's right. Action in the Marauders' bullpen. Carlos Lomeli, who was the pitching hero on Sunday in the extra inning affair in Fort Myers. Had a nice pregame chat with Carlos on Tuesday before the game. Runner on third, one out for the Cardinals. Here is Elijah Cabell, first pitch taking. And a slider from Garcia in for a strike.
Cabell having a nice night so far. Double and a walk. Runs scored. See if he can keep that going here with a runner on third.
Garcia comes the 0-1 pitch. And that slider is in there for a strike. Two inside part of the plate. Keep in mind, Palm Beach already out of challenges tonight. They've used three unsuccessfully. Two of them coming in one at bat. Now Garcia, the 0-2 to Cabell. Breaking ball again. Just misses for ball one. Not a bad spot at all. Florida State product, Elijah Cabell. Third plate appearance of the night. As Sam mentioned, double in the third, walk in the fifth. The 1-2, swings and grounds it hard to third. Taken by Juan Jerez, looks home, throws to first instead. For the sure out there, that brings home a run for the Cardinals. They are back within two, but there are now two outs here in the inning.
A nice play by Jerez there at third. Thought for a second about throwing home, but takes the sure thing at first. Two down here in the Palm Beach seventh.
Still got a two-run advantage to work with if you're the Marauders, so no use in potentially wasting a hurried throw home there. So Jerez, probably a wise decision in that situation. Getting less playing time at third base as of late, as he's been seeing a lot of time at first base. Nathan Church, left-handed batter, steps in next and looks at a first-pitch strike from Darvin Garcia.
Marauder. Sure. Oh, go ahead. Church so far tonight. Single, fly out, and fielder's choice. Nothing beyond that.
The 0-1. Church takes a bouncer in the dirt, kicked away by Hendry, a ball and a strike. Marauders 5, Cardinals 3. We're in the top of the seventh inning at Lecomp Park. Third game of a six-game set. The Marauders winners yesterday afternoon in walk-off fashion. Palm Beach took the opener Tuesday, final score of 6-4. Now the 1-1. Church lays off high. Darvin Garcia, every pitch, always putting his full effort into it, either grunting or pushing a big blast of air through gritted teeth as he releases each pitch. The 2-1 toss. Swing and a line drive, base hit past the second baseman Marcos and into right field. Nathan Church checks in with his second hit of the game.
Nice piece of hitting there from Church, right between first and second there. And Palm Beach got a runner on with two outs.
That brings the tying run to the plate for the Cards. Brody Moore, 1-for-3 with an RBI. Moore played at the first Cardinals run of the night. That RBI single in the third inning. Made it at the time, 3-1 Bradenton. The pitch. He checks his swing at a slider. It's in the zone for a strike anyway.
No appeal that time from Warren Eubanks. Strike, and he knew it.
3 runs, 7 hits for the Cardinals. 5 runs, 6 hits for the Marauders. The 0-1 toss, breaking ball, swung on, rolled softly to the second baseman Marcos to his left. Sidearm toss to first in time, got him. Inning over, time to stretch here in Bradenton. Marauders 5, Cardinals 3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecomp Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Marauders looking to pad their lead again as they lead the Cardinals by a score of 5-3. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. And here to lead off, Josiah Dixon. First pitch outside on the slide piece from the right-hander, Ansel Rincon. He's back for his third inning of work out of the bullpen for Palm Beach. Over the head with his hands in the pitch. Breaking ball swung on, line to left center field. And this ball hangs up long enough for the left fielder, Moquete, to race over and make the catch.
Dixon there looked like, at first, that ball might drop on out in front of him there, but hung up just enough for Moquete to get over to that ball.
Here's Sung Jae Chang, who's 2-for-3. And in the absence of Jace Bowen, who is promoted up to High A Greensboro to begin this week. Well-deserved promotion. You would think that the Marauders would be left with a gaping hole in the heart of their order. That has not been the case. Guys like Sung Jae Ching have really risen to the occasion and helped fill that space. Backdoor breaking ball outside to Cheng, who was showing bunt but pulled back.
A well-deserved promotion from Bowen. On fire, player of the month for July in the FSL. So, well-deserved. Hopefully he's doing well up in Greensboro.
Have to check in on that Greensboro scoreboard in just a second here. The 1-0 pitch to Cheng. He swings and bounces it foul right side. Grasshoppers leading Jersey Shore, the Phillies High A affiliate, 6-3, a game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bowen threw his first two games at Greensboro, went 0-8 with a couple of strikeouts. Now the 1-1, Cheng swings over the top of a back foot slider, strike two. Bowen 1-for-3 with a pair of runs batted in tonight for Greensboro.
Congrats, Jace.
And how about that? His first High A hit, a home run.
Hey!
1-2, Cheng takes low and inside. So with that home run, which was a solo shot in the first inning, going back-to-back, in fact, with former Marauder Luke Brown, who began the season here in Bradenton. Grasshoppers inching closer to a win tonight up at their home ballpark. 2-2 pitch. Cheng lays off high, and the count now full. So Bowen with that home run now has a new career high, 15 home runs on the season.
Awesome for him. Really found that power stroke, especially down here. And translating that up to Greensboro.
3-2, swung on, grounded hard to first, but backhanded easily by Francisco. He jogs into the base lightly himself, and there are two gone for the Marauders here in the seventh.
A nice backhanded scoop there from Francisco. Nice easy trot over to first base for out number two.
As far as the Greensboro pitching side of things, Justin Mice, who also began the season with the Marauders. Quality start tonight, 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, walked 1, struck out 6. Sergio Campagna takes a slider from Rincon for strike one. Here in Bradenton, Marauders 5, Cardinals 3. We're in the bottom of the seventh. And wind picking up again, blowing in from straightaway center. The 0-1, Campagna swings, bounces it, third baseline, foul. Double A Altoona Curve continuing their series tonight against the Binghamton Rumble Ponies up in upstate New York. Gotta love the latest wave of minor league rebrands, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I'm loving them. The Rumble Ponies, just so unique, and their merch is fantastic.
It is. You got the Rumble Ponies, the Yard Goats, the Sea Dogs. 0-2 pitch to Campagna. Check swing of the pitch upstairs. Did not go around. Good wrist strength there by Campagna holding up. 1-2.
Busy night down there for first base umpire Samuel Carey.
A lot of check swings by both teams tonight. Rincon gets the sign from Crooks into his motion. And the 1-2 toss. Campagna takes in the dirt for ball two. Altoona Curve up at Double A lead the Binghamton Rumble Ponies by a score of 6-2. Curve getting yet another home run from Aaron Shackelford, his 22nd of the season. Ridiculous power surge for Shackelford up at Double A. Swing and a miss by Campagna, the 2-2, and the seventh inning is history here in Bradenton. The Marauders take their 5-3 lead into the eighth here at Leacom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game.
Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Marauders go to Carlos Lomeli for the first time in this series. The right-hander from Southern California is gearing up to face the tough part of this Palm Beach order. 3-4-5 for the Beachbirds coming up. Thomas Francisco, Michael Chiarelli, and Jimmy Crooks. So with a 5-3 lead in hand for the Marauders, Spencer Smith with you alongside Sam Longstreth. And Sam, a thriller so far tonight.
Absolutely. Lots of runs scored here. Looking to shape up to be a great finish.
Marauders held a 3-0 lead coming out of two innings. Palm Beach has steadily kept pace, though. The Marauders scoring the most recent run, or excuse me, Cardinals scoring the most recent run. Thomas Francisco leads off for the Birds, and the first pitch swung on, bounced to the first baseman, Dixon. Tough hop there off the lip of the grass, but he underhand flips to Lomeli covering. One pitch and one gone.
Nice job there by Lomeli, being able to get over there with the speedy Moore running down the line. Nice flip from Dixon, and he's retired.
Brendan Dixon, by the way, for those recently joining us, going deep for his sixth home run of the season. Solo shot to left field in the sixth inning. Palm Beach answering with a run of their own in the top of the seventh. That coming by way of an Elijah Cabell ground out that scored Darlene Moquete, who had doubled earlier. Now here is Michael Chiarelli, 0 for 3, the hat trick tonight. Strikeouts each of his first three trips. And the first pitch, a nasty breaker from Lomeli for strike one. Right-hander is set of the belts. Kicks, fires, 0-1 pitches. Stung on a liner, foul down the third baseline.
Lomeli, his last time out on Sunday, matched a season high with three innings pitched. And he's done very well in his last nine games with a 3.45 ERA and a whip just north of one over his last nine games.
Lomeli pitching those three innings in extras on Sunday in Fort Myers. Marauders winning that game 12-10. Lomeli allowing just the one unearned run, got the win in relief. His 0-2 to Chiarelli, low and outside. It cuts through Wyatt Hendry.
Chiarelli, three strikeouts so far on the night, hoping to avoid the sombrero.
It's also impressive. Lomeli, who normally sits in the low 90s with his fastball, was able to reach back for a little something extra on that Sunday afternoon game and hit 95 on the radar gun. Pretty impressive outing. The 1-2, fastball up and away, 93 that time, 2-2. So Lomeli may be discovering some late smoke on that fastball as the summer wears around here. Base is empty with one out for Palm Beach. Marauders lead by two here in the eighth. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, popped him up, first base side. This gets out of play. Skies are a deep navy blue here on this thirsty Thursday in Lecom Park. Lights are on and in full effect. Game three of the series, Marauders and Cardinals, one win apiece so far this week. Another 2-2, breaking ball, too high over the inside corner, but missed above the zone, count full.
In on the hands of Chiarelli there, drawing the full count, decisive pitch.
Long-haired righty showing the high black socks tonight. He deals the 3-2, Chiarelli swings and misses, strike three. Tough night for Chiarelli from the cleanup spot. That's the golden sombrero. He has struck out four times in this game, and they're two away for Palm Beach here in the eighth.
Not too often you see four Ks in one game. Chiarelli having a tough night here.
That'll bring up Jimmy Crooks, who is having a pretty solid night meanwhile. He's 2-for-3 with a solo blast in the fourth inning, his first home run as a professional. Base is empty with two gone. Lomeli's pitch, and lefty batter takes inside, and oh, I think that caught a little bit of the plate umpire, Warren Eubanks. Wyatt Hendry will go out to Lomeli and help stall, give Eubanks some time to recover.
Looks like he might have clipped him there on the right hand, kind of moving it a little bit.
Eubanks flexing that right hand, and I think folks take for granted sometimes just how dangerous and perilous of a job it is to be a home plate umpire, and a thankless job on top of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Takes scrapes and scratches and bumps and bruises, and Eubanks turning toward the press box and waving his arms out to his side, signaling that mound visit does not count, as Hendry was kindly giving Eubanks some time to recover from that foul tip. So 1-0 on Jimmy Crooks with nobody aboard. Here's the pitch. Left-handed batter swings and lines one right to the shortstop. Chang didn't have to move a muscle. Cardinals go in order here in the eighth inning. We go to the bottom half. Marauders 5, Cardinals 3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Thirsty Thursday. There are our buddies down there behind the Marauders dugout. Austin and Dylan. First pitch to Juan Jerez. Misses from the right-hander Rincon for ball one. Yes, sir. Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and over. Enjoying specials on beer tonight. Next one to Jerez. Misses 2-0 on the Marauders third baseman. Working quickly. Rincon's 2-0 delivery. Jerez a swing and a foul tip into the mid of Crooks.
No need to worry about the pitch clock here with Rincon. He is cruising.
His windup and the 2-1 offering. Jerez takes this one low and outside, and the right-hander falls behind 3-1. Bradenton in search of insurance runs. They lead by two. Trying to stretch it further, though. 3-1. Jerez swings and fouls it hard off the mask of Crooks, who appears to be okay.
Tough behind the plate there is Crooks. Full count now to Jerez.
Next pitch, payoff is caught on a miss for strike three. Jerez tried to turn and burn on it, but came up empty. That's one out for the Marauders, home half of the eighth. Bradenton leading the Palm Beach Cardinals by a score of 5-3. The Marauders in search of a series win this time around against the Beachbirds. These two teams met back in May, and they split the six-game series up at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. There's Wyatt Hendry. First pitch swinging, he bounces one down the third baseline. Foul. Wyatt Hendry back in the third inning with an oh-so-rare sacrifice pop-up to shallow right field. Sergio Campagna aggressively took some extra steps off third base. Throw went behind him into third base, and he scored. Breaking pitch high to Hendry, 1-1.
Yeah, not often you see a pop-up. Essentially, right behind second base, right behind where the second baseman is, they are turned into a run, but it did for us tonight.
The 1-1 pitch, swung on a miss. Hendry out in front of the slider. A run crucial in this 5-3 Bradenton advantage. Swiftly working, the right-hander Rincon, the 1-2, swung on and driven to left center field, fairly deep. Moquete back, Church back, this ball is off the wall. Hendry into second base, he's going to stretch it to three. Center fielder Church's throw to third is not in time. It bounces away from Kiriali, but Wyatt Hendry will stay right there with a triple.
Man, oh man, Wyatt Hendry nearly looked like he got all of that one, but just bounces off the top of the wall out there above the Pepsi sign in left center. and it ricochets away from the center and left fielder there. And Wyatt Hendry gets on his horse, motoring around second and into third with a slide. And in for a triple is Hendry.
Slider left over the middle of the plate. And for Hendry, his third triple of the year. Here's Bubba Chandler facing a drawn-in Palm Beach infield. Here's the pitch. And Chandler takes a look at a strike. Cardinals infielders going to try and pounce on a ground ball here and look Hendry back to third. If not, throw home to try and get him if he goes. The 0-1 to Chandler. Swing and a tapper foul.
Bubba so far 0-for-2 on the night with a walk. He did score a second run for the Marauders in the top of the bottom of the second.
And that walk came around to score on the Northeast Marcos home run. Rincon the 0-2. Hendry, or rather Chandler, a swing and line drive up the middle, a base hit into center field. That scores Hendry from third base. And the Marauders make it a three-run lead. It is 6-3 here in the eighth inning.
With Palm Beach's infield drawn in, no chance to field that laser right back up the middle by Chandler. And the Marauders get another run back, 6-3.
Bubba Chandler picks up his sixth RBI in 18 games at single A. So the Marauders do get at least one insurance run here. Oh, that line shot just past the glove. Rincon on the mound, and now Davies Nadal turns and burns on one, but yanks it foul down the right field line. That probably had right about home run distance on it.
Just about. Slightly too early there on that off speed.
Marauders hitters seeing it well here in the eighth inning. Chandler on first, one away. Pitch to Nadal, swung on, lifted to left center field. Coming in on it, left fielder Moquete. He calls off the shortstop Rivas, and Moquete puts it away with two-handed grab. Back into first base goes Chandler.
And Nadal just lifts that one out in a left field. Bubba on first, nothing doing there. Two gone here in the Bradenton eighth.
That'll bring up Brendan Dixon, a towering solo home run to left field his last time up. Sixth home run of the year for Brendan. Righty on a righty, here's the pitch. And Dixon takes a slider that catches the outside corner. And Dixon is challenging it. A look up to the booth by Warren Eubanks, and that call has been overturned. Boy, the Marauders batting 1,000 in challenges tonight. They have yet to lose one.
Crucial for them so far tonight here.
The pitch. Swung on, dribbled in front of home plate. A fair ball picked up by the catcher. Crooks fires onto first. In time, inning over, but the RBI single by Bubba Chandler makes it a 6-3 Marauders lead as we head to the ninth. Three outs to go for a Marauders W. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Nighttime on a Thirsty Thursday in Leacom Park. Marauders 5, Palm Beach 3. Three outs to go. Carlos Lomeli is back to the rubber for Bradenton. He faces Jeremy Rivas, right-handed hitting shortstop for the Cards. And the first pitch, Rivas takes a fastball for a high strike, 0-1. Carlos Lomeli's last save was 3 months ago against the Tampa Tarpons right here at this very ballpark, May the 7th. In search of his very next save here tonight, the 0-1 pitch is swung on a miss. Rivas threw a breaking ball as if dragging his bat through molasses. He's behind 0-2. Lomeli can go anywhere now. He nods to Hendry's signal and comes set at the belt. His 0-2 toss is taken for strike three on a fastball. Rivas tries a challenge, but the plate umpire Warren Eubanks reminds him, hey, no more, that's all. Palm Beach already out of challenges. One away here in the ninth.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, says Chris Lomeli.
Fastball right at the top of the zone there, just above belt high. So two outs to go. Brinton looking for the W tonight. They lead by three. Darlene Mokete, 1-for-3 with a double. Here's the pitch. She swings viciously and misses out in front of the Lomeli slider.
Using those challenges early, maybe coming back to burn the Cardinals here.
Three saves all coming in the earlier part of the season for Lomeli. Three saves in four opportunities. The 0-1 swung on, bounced to third. Jerez has it moving to his left. He throws to first right on the money in time. Two away here in the ninth inning.
Fantastic defensive play there by Jerez. Snares the ball going to his left. A nice easy throw across the diamond. Gets him easily.
Hard hit ground ball by Mokete. No problem at all at the hot corner. And it's up to Alex Iadesernia to keep things going for the visiting team. Marauders one out away from a victory. Carlos Lomeli comes set. And here's his first pitch to Iadesernia. Swung on, line softly up the middle. Chang has it go out of his reach. A base hit, line softly into center field. And the Cardinals live to see at least one more at bat.
Iadesernia before that had gone 0-for-3. Strikeout, lineout, flyout. Picks up his first hit of the night and keeps Palm Beach's hopes alive here.
Pitch more or less over the middle from Lomeli there. And Elijah Cabell, 1-for-2, a double, an RBI, and a walk. Numbers not great coming in over 44 games, but putting out a solid performance offensively tonight. Here's the toss. Cabell swings and misses. Snap throw to first by Hendry is not in time. Almost an airborne tag there by Brendan Dixon.
Nice job by Dixon going up, grabbing that ball down there from Hendry, preventing Iadesernia from advancing any farther.
Lomeli sets. Bat draped over the right shoulder of Cabell as the 0-1 comes. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball for strike two. The Marauders one strike away from their fifth win in their last six games. Tampa, by the way, currently trailing Dunedin by four runs up north of us. Here's the stretch with a man on first and two outs. Lomeli's 0-2, swinging a drive out to right center field. It's deep. Center fielder Campagna won't get to it. It bounces off the wall. Campagna fields the carom. Throw to the cutoff man, Chang. And the throw will come home. It is cut off by Brendan Dixon. And it is an RBI double by Elijah Cabell, his second RBI of the night. And the Cardinals are still in this one.
Cabell finds that gap out there in right center field. Right between Campagna and Nadal out there. Ball took one bounce and hit the top of the wall. He's able to get into second base easily as Iadesernia rounds third and scores. Cuts into the deficit. It's 6-4 Marauders.
RBI double makes it a two-run game. Carlos Lomeli in search of that final out of the game. Retired the first man he faced, but now back-to-back hits. Trying to get Nathan Church out now. He is 2-for-4. The pitch. Church takes low for ball one. The Marauders are challenging it. They have all of their challenges remaining. Overturned. Strike one to Church.
Good call there from the Bradenton battery. Brings that one back.
Marty the Marauder jumping on top of the home dugout on the first base side. Trying to help incite the crowd here with one out to go. Church asks for time and steps out. On second base, Elijah Cabell after his RBI double to the opposite gap in right center. Lomeli slowly comes to a pause. His 0-1 pitch. Church swings and misses for strike two.
I don't think we can emphasize how big that challenge was for strike one. Gives Lomeli all the more advantage he needs to hopefully end this one here.
He has the sign from Hendry. Hands together at the belt buckle. Lomeli's 0-2 pitch is swung on, bounce to first base, pulled foul past Brendan Dixon.
That one could have been trouble down the first base line there. Dixon hugging that line down there by first.
Recall us mentioning early on, Nathan Church, a good contact hitter, playing in his 12th game with Palm Beach. He has struck out only three times. He has walked four times. Works some good plate appearances. He's behind 0-2. Lomeli sets, and the pitch. Caught on and missed for strike three. That's the ball game. The Marauders win it here at Leacock Park. 6-4, your final score. And your first place, at least for now, Bradenton Marauders celebrate over the center of the diamond.
Great team win tonight for the Marauders. 6 runs to 4 runs here. Awesome night of baseball.
The Marauders celebrate their victory as they go into the high five line across the center of the field. And this Thirsty Thursday crowd of 660 goes home happy here in Bradenton. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the postgame show comes your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have the chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Join us for Pride Night at Leacon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. Welcome back to Leacon Park for the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith alongside Sam Longstreth. And Sam, a suspenseful and exciting game start to finish. The Marauders pull it off.
Absolutely. A lot of timely hitting. 6 different Marauders score. Big team effort here tonight.
Couple of home runs, one off the bat of Norquis Marcos, a 2-run bomb in the second inning, and one by Brendan Dixon. Let's get into the scoring summary now. Here's how this game all unfolded. Bottom of the first inning, the Marauders score the first run via a Juan Jerez ground out to shortstop, knocked down by Rivas, had to go to first base for the play instead of coming home. The Marauders got that aforementioned 2-run blast off the bat of Marcos on that laser beam home run that just cleared the left field wall in the second. The Cardinals struck back for the first time in the third inning. That was coming on an RBI single off the bat of Brody Moore, just squeaking up the middle through the infield. Another run for the Marauders, though, on the bottom of the third inning, as Wyatt Hendry was able to play to run with a shallow sack fly to right field. Very rare sack fly to right field, and a pop out, in fact. The second baseman you see is Campagna. Took an aggressive few steps off third base, drew a throw behind him, and immediately had that throw read, and a mad dash home. He scored the Marauders' 4th run of the night. Palm Beach a run in the top of the 4th, a solo homer by Jimmy Crooks into the bullpen of Bradenton. His first home run as a professional, so congratulations to the Oklahoma product. The Cardinals would not come much closer, though. The Marauders, a run in the bottom of the 6th, a Brendan Dixon, a solo homer, and he knew it right away. A little bat flip there as he leaves the batter's box. Top of the 7th, another Palm Beach tally, and Elijah Cabell RBI ground out to the third baseman Juan Jerez. In the bottom of the 8th, Bradenton added a much-needed insurance run. That one came courtesy of a Bubba Chandler RBI single ripped up the middle, scoring Wyatt Hendry, who had tripled off of the left field wall. And in the top of the ninth, Cardinals do get one late run on the RBI double by Elijah Cabell. But that was all, as Carlos Lomeli went on to retire the side with a swinging strikeout of Nathan Church on a pitch up and out of the strike zone. And that does it. Marauders win it 6-4. Here are the happy totals in this game. For the Cardinals, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 6 men left on base. For the Marauders, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors, and 4 men left on base. The winning pitcher in relief is Darvin Garcia with 3 solid innings. The loss goes to Alfredo Ruiz, the Palm Beach starter, and Carlos Lomeli locks down his 4th save in 5 opportunities this season. Lomeli pitching the final 2 innings of this game, and Sammy, you have to admire the tenacity and the strength there of Carlos Lomeli, not giving up, not getting rattled after allowing that 2-out RBI double in the ninth.
Absolutely. Not every pitcher can re-center themselves after that. Lomeli does a fantastic job not sweating it and retiring Church with a strikeout there, which is rare for Church.
So Lomeli gets the save, and back-to-back outstanding outings by the right-hander from SoCal. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show continues. We'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Marauders postgame show continues here at Leacom Park. Spencer Smith joined once again by Sam Longstreth. And time to announce our Marauders player of the game tonight. Those honors go to Norquis Marcos. Sam, a heck of a stroke by Marcos for that line drive shot in the second inning and some slick defensive play up the middle at second base.
Absolutely. Just absolutely lasered that home run out to left field there. And plenty of good play out there at second base tonight by Norquis.
So Norquis Marcos, your Marauders player of the game, and the theme over the past couple of days continues. A lot of production from that bottom part of the order for Bradenton. So that helps the team get the 6-4 win tonight. We now turn our focus to tomorrow's game. It'll be a Friday night matchup with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch with the Cardinals in town for game number 4 of the series. The Marauders will send right-hander Valentin Linares out to the mound. He has really been a force at the top of the Bradenton rotation. He'll be opposed by right-hander Yonael Dominguez, and it will be First Responders Appreciation Night here at Leacom. And we want to celebrate and thank all the efforts our first responders in the community and across the country at large for everything they do day in and day out. And we expect to have a special guest or two on the air throughout the evening as well. So once again, a 6:30 p.m. first pitch tomorrow for our Friday matchup between the Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals. We'll be on the air at 6:15 p.m. for pregame coverage. Hope you can join us at the ballpark if you're able. Tickets are still available at BradentonMarauders.com. Well, Sam, it's been a pleasure having you here in the booth, buddy, and big assist helping keep the energy going and all the good vibes going. Pleasure having you, my man.
Thank you, Spencer. It's been great being in here. Hopefully we can do this again soon.
Absolutely. So once again, the final score tonight, the Marauders 6, the Palm Beach Cardinals 4. For Sam Longstreth, I'm Spencer Smith, saying so long and good night from Leacom Park in Bradenton.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.